let's have a shutdown. We'll do a shutdown. And it's worth it for our country. I'd love to see a shutdown if we don't get this stuff taken care of.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, February 6th, 2018. Welcome to Day 383. Donald Trump's lawyers want him to refuse an interview with Robert Mueller because they're concerned that he could be charged with lying to investigators. Trump, however, has said that he is looking forward to speaking with Mueller as part of the investigation into possible collusion between his campaign and Russia's election interference, and whether he obstructed justice. The New York Times says Ty Cobb, the White House lawyer Trump tapped to deal with the Mueller investigation, has said that the White House is in, quote, total cooperation mode, end quote. Meanwhile, CNN and Reuters say Steve Bannon will not testify before the House Intelligence Committee today, thus risking being held in contempt for failing to comply with a subpoena. The panel wants Bannon to testify a second time in its investigation of Russian election meddling. Bannon's January 16th appearance failed to satisfy members of the committee. Next, the Washington Post and Associated Press say Donald Trump is not expected to extend the DACA deadline past March 5th. John Kelly said that Dreamers, however, would not be a priority for deportation, even if their protections expire.
If there's no legislative deal by March 5th, will the president consider extending the program?
I doubt very much.
Why is that?
Because the program is not found on any, the original Obama administration, Mr. Obama established the program, and it was considered to be unconstitutional, not based on any law. So the extension, I'm not so sure this president has the authority to extend it.
So is he ready to start deporting people on March 6th?
Well, I mean, we deport people.
DACA people.
No. The priorities for deportation, first and foremost, is a legal justice process. And the thing that gets you into that process is if, generally speaking, you're A, here illegally, and then B, you come on the scope of law enforcement, read ICE or CVP. So let's take the person who is here illegally, working, behaves him or herself. That person never comes on anyone's scope.
Next, the New York Times says a FEMA contractor delivered just 50,000 out of 30 million ready-to-eat meals to Puerto Rico before the contract was terminated. The Federal Emergency Management Agency awarded the $156 million contract to an entrepreneur with no experience in large-scale disaster relief, who also had at least five previously canceled government contracts. Next, government funding is set to expire on Thursday. The New York Times says House Republicans have moved ahead with a temporary spending measure that would raise strict caps on military and domestic spending. Senate Democrats have promised to block the bill. They want to pair an increase in military spending with a similar increase in domestic spending. The measure needs 60 votes to pass the Senate, where Republicans hold 51 seats. Trump, meanwhile, said he'd love to see a government shutdown if Democrats don't agree to his immigration plan, which would offer a path to citizenship for as many as 1.8 million immigrants who came to the U.S. illegally as children in exchange for funding for the border wall and deep cuts to legal immigration.
If we don't get rid of these loopholes where killers are allowed to come into our country and continue to kill gang members, and we're just talking about MS-13, there are many gang members that we don't even mention. If we don't change it, let's have a shutdown. We'll do a shutdown, and it's worth it for our country. I'd love to see a shutdown if we don't get this stuff taken care of. So we have to strengthen our borders, not by a little bit, but by a lot. We are so far behind the time. And by the way, the world is laughing at us because they can't believe these policies. They don't have it. I could name 15 of them right now. No other country in the world has what we have. And we're going to get it stopped. And if we have to shut it down because the Democrats don't want safety, and unrelated but still related, they don't want to take care of our military, then shut it down. We'll go with another shutdown.
Government funding will lapse if Congress cannot pass a spending bill by the end of Thursday. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Devin Nunes admitted that the FBI actually did disclose the political backing of the Steele dossier in its FISA application to surveil Carter Page. The Republican memo accused the FBI and Justice Department of anti-Trump bias because they allegedly didn't disclose that the dossier was funded by Hillary Clinton's campaign and the DNC. The FBI's FISA application did disclose this detail in a footnote, which the GOP memo failed to mention. 2, Trump will be briefed on the Democratic memo. John Kelly says Trump has the 10-page document but has not read it yet, telling reporters that it's, quote, pretty lengthy, end quote. 3, Jeff Sessions called for a fresh start at the FBI following Andrew McCabe's decision to step down. 4, Kellyanne Conway's opioid cabinet has been relying on political staff to address the crisis instead of drug policy professionals. 5, the House passed a measure requiring lawmakers to pay their own awards and settlements in sexual harassment cases instead of using taxpayer funds. 6, Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Trump was clearly joking when he accused Democrats of treason for not standing up and applauding during his State of the Union address. And 7, a Pennsylvania lawmaker wants to impeach 5 Democratic state justices who found the Republican-drawn congressional districts map to be in violation of the Pennsylvania Constitution. Remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.
The world is laughing at us because they can't believe these policies. They don't have it. I could name 15 of them right now. No other country in the world has what we have.